Stepping out the barracks, the desert sunrise illuminates the city, but the shame gets in my eyes. I'm wearing body armor, trying to believe I'm bulletproof. This world is insane, I know I'm living proof. Life moves in mysterious ways, and now I'm running through this city like I'm lost in a maze. And I don't speak the language, everyone is hostile. Gotta keep my eyes peeled for projectiles. Death happens daily when you least expect it. I see my buddies get abducted and get beheaded. Y'all, this war is crazy. It's hell, ain't nothing like the war stories old folks tell. Because there ain't no honor in occupying. This is not why I joined, but if I show defiance, I'll get locked up for insubordination. Meanwhile, this army is trying to rape a whole nation. I joined up to protect my own country, defended to the death if you try to take it from me. That's the same reason the Iraqis fight. So who am I to say they're wrong and we're right? Now I lay awake at night arguing with myself. I'd give almost anything to be somewhere else. But the fact is, as I'm laying here on my mattress, I know if I've been born in this spot on the map, it's damn sure which side I'd be on. Fighting against the occupation, saying bring it on, tears me apart inside. All my pain trapped in my brain, and I might go insane. On the streets I find it drives me to distraction, something I can't afford. If I let up just a fraction, I'll be in traction, nursing my wounds. Maybe missing limbs ripped apart by the boom of an improvised roadside bomb, or worse, I could finally get home in the back of a hearse. I can see my mother's face as she hears the news. It's that kind of thinking that pulls me through. But the stop loss measures have got me trapped. I just want to go home, but they keep calling me back. And the ending, well, it's no good pretending. This war is everlasting. Who knows if they'll be sending me next? I'm looking for some context. If I die out here, my last request would be to see the liars who put me here, charged with war crimes. Let them taste my fear. I got 8 years from September 11th, when I talked to that recruiter, told him neither heaven nor hell could stop me from fighting back against the murdering monsters behind that attack. It all seems so simple, but it's so complex. I got baited and switched. That fact reflects on everything that I know, everything that I say. Got a picture from my kid sister just the other day. She was out at a rally in San Francisco, glitter on her cheeks like she was going to a disco, with a homemade sign, ripped my heart straight out. It says support our troops, bring my brother home now. I know that she loves me, prays at night for the God that she believes in to make things right. And I'm so sick of this war. Wasn't our mission accomplished? So why are we still here? When can we stop this? The people of Iraq don't want us here. I can see it in their eyes. It's hatred, fear. More than that, it's something cold, hard. A nation traumatized. I can see the scars of a brutal regime, a brutal opposition, brutal invasion, brutal impositions from all sides. Getting caught in this red tide. My homies back at home think of me when they ghost ride. I ain't no ghost yet, I ain't trying to be. I'm just trying to get home to my own family. But still, every day the war rages on. And still, every night the war rages on. And still, every day the war rages on. And still, every night the war rages on.